from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Closing arguments in the criminal trial of utility giant PG&E get underway today in a San Francisco federal court. The utility faces multiple charges in connection with a deadly gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno 6 years ago. Details from KQED's Peter John Schuler.
The closing arguments cap 5 weeks of testimony from both current and former PG&E employees. The jury must decide whether the company violated pipeline safety rules and whether it tried to obstruct a federal investigation into the disaster that killed 8 people and destroyed a San Bruno neighborhood. Federal prosecutors tried to make the case the company deliberately cut corners in the way it managed record-keeping and safety testing for its pipeline network. Defense attorneys tried to depict a company made up of people who did their best to run a safe system. PG&E faces a fine of up to $500 million if convicted on all counts. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.
United Together was supposed to be the opening day theme of the Democratic National Convention yesterday in Philadelphia. Instead, party leaders found themselves trying to explain a pile of leaked emails, cool down a revolt by Bernie Sanders supporters, and just stay cool in the middle of a brain-melting heat wave. Our political editor, Scott Schaefer, is in Philadelphia covering the Dems. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Stephen.
So the day in Philadelphia started out very much one way, with a sense that the Democratic Party was almost coming apart at the seams. But by evening's end, there appeared to be a coming together of sorts. You were on the convention floor. What was the mood like in the evening as things were winding down?
Well, you know, the evening started with quite a lot of booing. We heard even Sarah Silverman, the comedian who is a big Sanders supporter, getting booed. And she said, basically, you people are being ridiculous. That's exactly what she said. There was sustained booing, especially in the California delegation, which is, almost half Sanders delegates. And they were very raucous throughout many points of the night. I think the turning point really was First Lady Michelle Obama, who really, in her words and in her just her style, really started to unify people. She made the statement that everyone in this country matters, kind of a reference to Black Lives Matter. She was talking about raising her kids, not to engage with bullies, showing dignity and respect, those kinds of things. And so that brought people together. And then Elizabeth Warren followed her and Bernie Sanders. So I think as the evening wound down, you did begin to get the sense that people were, you know, starting to get on the same page. We'll get a better sense of that today. And, you know, the evening began, Stephen, with speeches from Dreamers, these young children brought here illegally as kids by their parents. And we caught up with Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, who's half Latino, just before that began. And he got quite emotional. Here's what he had to say.
I'm definitely feeling emotional. It's my grandfather was a dreamer before we called them that. He came over the border in his mother's arms from Mexico and didn't get a citizenship till he volunteered to fight World War II. And to see each generation aspire for the simplest things, to be able to work hard, but to just be a full part of this country, I think that's what makes us different.
And so, Stephen, a very different tone on immigration at this convention compared with last week with the Republicans.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as you said, Bernie Sanders closed out the night with a speech that didn't stray too far from the progressive themes he's hit on as part of his own campaign, only this time he spoke of Hillary Clinton as the person who could see them through. Hillary Clinton must be the next president, he said. What impact is this speech likely to have on unifying the party going forward?
Well, we'll see. You know, the California delegation, which yesterday erupted in boos at every mention of Hillary Clinton's name. So we'll begin to see the impact of that. And then later today, Barbara Lee, the representative from the Bay Area, is having an event with Bernie Sanders, a unity event. I talked with her yesterday on the convention floor, and this is what she had to say about the Sanders supporters.
I believe that with this platform, which is a roadmap for our country, that the Sanders delegates and the Sanders constituency will recognize that they won. They won so much, and that's why I'm very excited about this.
In other words, her point is, hey, you know, you got to know when to declare victory. They got a lot of changes on the platform. They got the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to step down as the convention chair and then to resign altogether. So, she's saying, let's just call it a win.
Well, within the California delegation, though, how profound is this split between, on the one hand, those supporting Hillary Clinton and those supporting Bernie Sanders?
Well, at the breakfast on Monday, quite profound indeed. I mean, there were people who, you got the sense, would never support Hillary Clinton. There were some who were, you know, still holding on to their support for Bernie Sanders, but open to voting for Hillary Clinton. You got to keep in mind, though, that the folks who are here are not necessarily representative of Democrats and independent voters across the country. These are the true believers. So if they're here in Philadelphia, they're going to be a little more, say, rigid in their opinions and their positions than maybe the average voter would be.
Well, Scott, day two of the convention is getting underway right now. The theme is a lifetime of fighting for children and families. Can you give us a preview?
Yeah, this is going to be sort of testimonials to Hillary Clinton's time as an advocate for children and families, civil rights, health care, throughout her career as a young lawyer and then First Lady of Arkansas, First Lady of the United States, and then a senator. There's also going to be a group called Mothers of the Movement, Stephen. This is a group of moms whose kids died in police custody. Also, Trayvon Martin's mother will be speaking. And Hillary Clinton has really cultivated a strong relationship with these women. And they've provided, you know, really emotional, strong testimonials for her across the country. So that should be a very emotional moment tonight. And then the evening wraps up with the big dog, Bill Clinton, who will be talking, no doubt, about President Obama and also his wife, Hillary Clinton. So that'll be the culmination of Tuesday night.
That's Scott Schaefer, KQED's political editor. He's in Philadelphia covering the Democratic National Convention. Thanks so much, Scott.
You're welcome.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, July 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.